town looks the same to me. The movies and the factories and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing at home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Sit and cry. Please, income tax.
I said, Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate, cause all I want to do is
bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle.
Come on.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. At night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow, I don't know what they're doing with their lives, but me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Off my hands till it's gone. The walls, they're closing in with velvet curtains. Some love was made for the light. Some kiss your cheek and good night. Lift up a red high heel, lock up your doors with steel. They're making noise in my street. My blinds are drawn, I can't see. Smashed in my car window, didn't touch the stereo. Slow it down, Angie, come back to bed. Rest your arms and rest your legs. Act like you've been here before.
fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you fly.
Justin, I was playing that video game Forest Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog. He was all like... And I went playing in this virtual stream where this water... It looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest. The real forest. Where I was running down this... Well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna chug a leg and shout. We're gonna stimulate some energy.
so laid back. Suspicion, we gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about.
What it is all about? What it is all about?
After midnight, we gon' let it all hang.
Dude.
I don't think it looks presidential in office. I don't think so. And I'm not going to say it because I'm not allowed to say it because I want to be politically correct. So I refuse to say it.
And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever, but she...
Deal. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Free trade can be wonderful if you have smart people. But we have people that are stupid. I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. They have bridges that make the George Washington Bridge look like small potatoes. I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I'm really rich. I love the Saudis. Many are in this building. Obama, a year ago, Yemen was a great victory. 2 weeks later, the place was blown up. We're dying. We're dying. We need money. Thank you, darling. But Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person. That's true. But actually, I am. I think I am a nice person. We have losers. We have losers. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump. We won't be using a man like Secretary Kerry. He goes into a bicycle race at 72 years old and falls and breaks his leg. I won't be doing that. The American dream is dead. But if... American dream is dead.
My baby says you're traveling on the one after 909. I said move over, honey, I'm traveling all night. I said, move over, honey, I'm traveling all night life. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. I said, you're traveling only one after 9:09.
The American dream is dead.
Rude of all evil, do funny things. Save your soul.